S-V-Y, Sonoma.
You'll never know how much I really love you. You'll never know how much I really care. Listen, do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell?
This is Our Timeless Secret, and our intention is to inspire heartfelt conversation through music and dialogue that ignite our passion and empower us to move in the direction of our dreams.
In other words, we're here to share our secrets and those of our guests for what works for us to make life go better than well.
Good morning and welcome to Sonoma, California, and Our Timeless Secrets. And let me introduce our host, Mari Best.
Well, good morning. Good morning, Harry. And good morning, my friend Cheryl, who's sitting here in the studio with us. It's always nice to have family together here. And today's show is entitled Wellness. And well, you're going to think that this might be a repeat performance, and part of it is, and that's okay, because you see, I'm very passionate about what's going on today, because today, Dr. Eric Pearl of the Reconnective Healing Process is going to be calling in, and we have some very powerful questions for him. And the thing is that at the beginning of this year, you may remember, I had my own healing miracle, and I want to call it a miracle because to me it was. I had been suffering from the age of 5 through 65, 60, whatever, who cares? having recurring bouts of bronchial pneumonia. And it would skip a few years and then visit again. And it did the beginning of this year. I was feeling absolutely terrible. And the good news is that my husband didn't allow that to last too long. He took it under his own mind and he said, I'm going to call a healer. And he called Kiala Gerhard, who happens to be a reconnective healer. And I have to tell you, very honestly, I wasn't very excited when he did this because I didn't want to see anybody. But the truth is that 5 minutes after Kiala left my side, I was 100% better. I was totally so well that I was able, in fact, to go and take care of a neighbor. And this was all due to reconnective healing. So this came about, and the originator of this, the founder of reconnective healing, is Dr. Eric Pearl. And his story is that he had run a very highly successful chiropractic practice for 12 years, and one day, his patients began reporting that they felt his hands on them, even though he hadn't even physically touched them. And patients soon reported receiving miraculous healings from cancers, AIDS-related diseases, epilepsy, chronic fatigue syndrome, rheumatoid arthritis, osteoarthritis, birth disfigurements, and other serious afflictions. And all this occurred when Eric simply held his hands near them. And to this day, it continues. Meanwhile, of course, he has been all over the world. He has trained other professionals and laymen like myself to do this type of work. And he's been to many countries. His book, The Reconnection, is in, I think, 35 different languages. And he is a regular guest on many of the television broadcasts, including recently with Dr. Oz.
Dr. Oz, yes.
Yes. And but not only is the excitement and the buzz around this in the medical profession and the people, the healers of this world, but also in the scientific realm, where they've done enough exploration over this last 17 years to show that this is not a fluke. This is actually occurring, and we are blessed with having him come on today. And I just...
I'm excited. I'm very excited. Yes.
And we have some really, really good questions, I think. And the other exciting part of this is, and he's going to be expounding on that too, and that is that he is going to be leading a seminar in Sacramento on the 21st. That would be next Friday. And the 22nd and the 23rd. It's a 3-day seminar that will enlighten all the attendees as to how to do this particular
modality.
Yes, this form of healing.
But everybody can do this form. This is not something that's limited to just Dr. Pearl.
That's right.
But isn't there something involving pets?
Yes, helps to heal pets. It is being used in the yoga community, and with children. Children are doing the actual work themselves and being healed. I mean, it's an absolutely amazing and wonderful story. And we're looking forward to having Eric join us shortly to tell us more. And let's see, how are we doing here? I would like to interject here a little music by Mariah Carey.
We are not afraid, although we know there's much to fear. We were moving mountains long before we knew we could. Oh, yes, there can be miracles when you believe, though hope is free. It's hard to kill. Who knows what miracles you can achieve when you believe? Somehow you will. You will when you believe.
There Can Be Miracles, Mariah Carey. And just true to order, Dr. Pearl is joining us right now. Welcome, Dr. Pearl. Hey.
Hey, thank you.
How are you this morning?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. A great day here in Sonoma, brilliant sunshine, and I have my husband by my side, my best girlfriend on my left, and I have you on the phone. What could be better? That's what we like, and I know Harry's got something to say. He's jumping on the edge of his seat here because of your upcoming event.
Dr. Pearl, we love the fact that you're coming to Sacramento. We are so excited.
Oh, I'm so glad to be able to do it. I really, really, really am.
And, you know, since we last spoke about the Reconnection Healing presentation in Sacramento, I've been all about informing and talking to the medical community here and creating awareness of what you are about. So please tell us what this event is going to look like.
For the one in Sacramento?
Yes, yes.
Oh, boy. Well, it's going to look like a bunch of people in chairs and me on a stage. No, I'm kidding. Although, it might start to look that way this Friday night, the 21st, because it'll be a three-hour presentation. I'll talk about the history of the work, the theory, the philosophy, the science, and we're going to give everyone an opportunity at the end of the event to feel this in their hands because it's very palpable and easy to feel. But also right before that, at some point, we're going to bring up some volunteers from the audience and give live demonstrations of the healings so that we can see and witness the reality of this on people there in the audience, maybe even someone that you know, maybe even on you, who knows?
Oh, that's it. I'll put myself up there.
Well, I call for volunteers in the moment, so it's a very instantaneous moment thing, but let's see what happens. But then Saturday and Sunday is going to look quite different than Friday night, because Saturday and Sunday we're going to be teaching you how to be able to master reconnective healing. What we'll be doing is I'll demonstrate a level of the work from the stage, and we're all going to go to the part of the floor that's filled with massage tables. So you will find yourself standing at the head of a massage table at some point during the seminar, and there'll be someone lying on your massage table, and either I will walk around to you or one of our teaching assistants will, and we will take your hands and show you how to feel this, how to find these frequencies. And as you feel certain sensations, you will actually see the person on the table. You'll see their body go into involuntary physical responses, maybe wiggling of their fingers or involuntary movements of the muscles in their face, or their eyes darting back and forth. Then we'll show you how to feel and find different aspects of this, and you will see their body movements change, legs or arms jerk, for example, breathing change, face become red, neck muscles pulse. Different things will happen as you discover different aspects of the frequencies. Then we'll go to the chairs, talk about what we learned, demonstrate a new level of the work, go back to show you how to intensify it and how to further open the door for them for their healing process. And we'll be spending time in between discussing, answering questions and discussing philosophy of the work and some of the science. And by the end of this Sunday, June 23rd, I can pretty much, as I told you once before, make you two promises, which are, A, you will be able to do anything in the way of healing that any human being can do, and anything in the way of healing that I can do or that anyone can do, any planet, no matter what.
That is phenomenal. Now, there is one question that came up right as you were saying that, because I know that these frequencies go beyond that you're working with. Okay, my question is this. We, like, leave the room, for instance, and let's say we go down to the local sandwich bar and we start talking to someone. there's still a residue of this energy or these frequencies with us that can translate to other people. Is this, I know I've had that happen for me. Is this something that you talk about?
Well, I guess we are about to talk about it. Can you explain it to me once more,
well,
just the way you were saying?
Well, for instance, when I had my healing on the beginning of this year, the 1st of January, to be precise, right after it, I got in the shower, got cleaned up, and I went to see a neighbor. And I was she couldn't believe that I was at her door because she knew that I was very sick. And I said, well, I've had this amazing healing and I just feel like $1 million right now. And I came to see how I can help you. She had vertigo. She was suffering from vertigo and she was in a chair and she was, you know, feeling rather poorly. And when I was talking to her, I was sort of demonstrating what the healer had been doing with her hands. I was talking to her about the process. And as I was speaking to her, she got up out of her chair and walked across the room and started doing some dishes. And she hadn't been moving around before very, very well because of her vertigo. And the more I read about what you do, I have this feeling that this sort of carries forward.
It absolutely does. Once you interact with these frequencies, and it can happen on many different levels. Once you interact with these frequencies, you begin to vibrate at a higher, fuller, more comprehensive level of healing than you have prior to this. No matter what you've mastered, no matter what techniques we've learned, no matter what level of healing we've been at before, because they are all a part of this earthly tapestry, and this brings us beyond that. Now, you can begin, and you will very strongly, at its strongest, be transformed and changed to carry this full spectrum when we are interacting in person in the seminar. It's like tea bags steeping, you know, and steeping and continuously steeping and the tea expanding and becoming wonderful and beautiful. But you can pick these frequencies up. Well, people are picking this up just as it's being shared through our voices, you could say, and the vibration, the energy exchange just from our voices, from listening to your radio program right this moment. You'll pick it up just from reading the book. You know, when I wrote The Reconnection, when it was being edited by Hay House, their head editor there, who had been working with them, reading all the Hay House books for, you know, 20 years, give or take, or more, would call me up repeatedly and say, this is the first book I found that I can't edit. I said, why can't you edit it? She said, every time I pick it up, I get all these vibrations in my hands and my body, and I have to put it back down. What did you put in this book? I said, I don't know. I mean, it's not as if, you know, we use some special ink with healing vibrations that people who read the book get it. It has something to do with the communication, not just the words, but the energy communicated in the words and the consciousness and beyond the energy, that light and information that reminds us of our actual truth, the truth of the essence of who and what we are that we experience in between lifetimes, and we step into that in this lifetime. So we'll get some of it just by reading the book. We'll get some of it just by listening to the interview. But we will really get it by learning to work with it and by steeping in it. There's a lot to be said for steeping in these frequencies for a full 2.5 days this weekend in Sacramento.
Oh, my goodness. We'll be scraping each other off the ceiling. And, you know,
no worse things could happen.
Oh, gosh, it's wonderful.
We'll,
I love it.
I'll go have a cigarette.
Well, you know, I was also reading about the William Tiller's studies that he has done about the space that you do these workshops or seminars in, how they studied actually measuring the frequencies.
Dr. Tiller referred to this as excess free thermodynamic energy, which sounds very complicated, doesn't it? Excess free thermodynamic energy.
Yes.
It's a whole bunch of syllables. But it's really simple if you break it down. Excess means more than what's normal. Free means floating around freely. Thermodynamic means temperature related, and energy means energy. So it's what he discovered was something that went beyond the normal of freely floating around temperature-related energies in the room, excess free thermodynamic energy. And he said that although sometimes small amounts of this are created with energy healing, Reiki, Jurei, Alpha, Beta, Delta, mattress, this, quantum, that, he said the amount that is created when we connect with the reconnected healing spectrum could not possibly be recreated here on this planet without at least our first step being raising the temperature of the room to over 300 degrees centigrade, which translates for us into 576 degrees Fahrenheit. In other words, if this were functioning on the physical or just the energy plane as we know it in energy healing, we would all have been fried at almost 600 degrees.
Oh, my God.
But this is happening on a whole different plane. So this is part of what he feels allows for the healings and reconnected healing to be so fairly instantaneous. And part of, I believe, what he attributed to the healings being so dramatic that they often tend to be lifelong once they're received in that moment.
Well, you know, I have to agree with that. I don't know what it is, but when I had my miracle, I call it my miracle, on the first immediate notice that came in my mind was, I will never be visited by this again. I don't know. I can't tell you why. I just knew it intuitively. And I want to ask you a question from Stephen Lewis. He is the wellness coordinator for Sonoma Valley Hospital here in Sonoma. He was unable to be on the show. He's in a seminar in San Diego at the moment as we speak. But I
want to... That's not the Stephen Lewis who did that kind of an energy healing computer heal you technique thing?
No. No,
no,
I don't believe so. But I want to read you his entire question because I couldn't edit it. It was too appropriate. So he says, the healthcare world is going through some dramatic changes these days. The old model of medicine is merging with more preventative care and complementary and alternative methods. The traditional role of the nurse, doctor, or medical assistant is expanding in its job of facilitating health. It seems the needs of the patients require more presence, more compassionate care. Even if it means just a simple touch on the shoulder, sometimes the patient needs can be met through a gentle massage or rejuvenating acupressure session or maybe just some relaxation techniques. Many people have a division in their minds that doctors and nurses are on one side and the acupuncture, massage, and the holistic arts are on the other. As the name suggests, how do you see the reconnection technique bridging perhaps some of that perceived or real division?
Well, you know, I want to point out one thing in the wording of that question. If you go back a couple of sentences, he said something about the public perceives them as being on two different sides. Remember?
Yes.
Well, it's not that the public took that view out of nowhere. It's that medicine worked very hard to get them to be viewed as different because as people were getting well from acupuncture and other alternative medicines, or alternative healthcare approaches, we should say, medicine began to feel threatened. I mean, this started also with chiropractic. You know, medicine actually put together for a long time, I don't know if they still have it. If they do, they probably pretend that they don't. But what they used to have is a board that they would refer to as Quack Watch. Now, what it really was Medical Financial Threat Watch. And what they would do is if people were getting well or healthy through means other than medicine, what did that mean? It meant, number one, that people were not going to their medical doctor first and paying them money and then getting a prescription and then taking the prescription to their pharmacist and paying them money and then getting side effects and adverse effects from their medicine, so going back to the medical doctor, paying them again, and then going back to the pharmacist for the medicines that they should have had the first time, plus extra medicines to fix the bad side effects of the other ones. And this cycle went on and on and on. And at that time, medicine and American Pharmaceutical were the two, were the second and third largest trade unions in the entire U.S., the AMA and the APA, American Pharmaceutical and American Medicine. The only larger trade union was American Steel, or U.S. Steel. And so the doctors, the MDs, and the pharmacists were all meeting their families in Bermuda every year for lovely vacations, and suddenly the money was going to other places. Now, after chiropractic spent a lot of money on good legal defense and showed science and evidence and proof, then the AMA finally lost that, and supposedly they should have taken down that quack watch board, and I believe they may have, but they instilled that medicine was the only direct route. So they viewed other things as alternative. Now, they didn't even have the courtesy to view them as alternative health care. Later on, when they decided to accept some of them, they called them alternative medicine, as if medicine was the key point and those were alternatives. But really, all of these different approaches are not alternative medicine. They are alternative health care. Now they're called complementary or integrative medicine, but they're not complementary or integrative medicine. They're complementary or integrative health care. The diamond is health care. Medicine is simply one facet, not greater, not less than chiropractic, acupuncture, or reconnective healing, or anything else. So today, we are here hopefully to rediscover that the diamond is healthcare and that there are different approaches. Now, if you have a facet to the diamond that's damaged, it won't shine as brightly. Every facet is important. Every healthcare discipline has its vital role. If I walk across a busy highway and I'm struck by a fast-moving vehicle and there's blood spurting out of my arteries and bones are broken, I love reconnective healing, but please get out of the way. An ambulance is coming. Let us allow the ambulance to do what those people are trained to do best, stop the bleeding, fix the bones, and then let's bring reconnective healing into the picture. However, if the ambulance isn't coming, we better start working with reconnective healing right away. If I have a fever and an infection running through my system, thank goodness for antibiotics. I will take them if reconnective healing doesn't work. And consequently, if the antibiotics don't work, then reconnective healing might. I don't want my chiropractor doing my brain surgery. I don't want my dentist doing my chiropractic. You know, I don't want my reconnective healing practitioner doing my dentistry, unless they're all trained in those things properly. The danger comes into play when any one healthcare profession considers itself the expert over all of the others. No facet is the king facet to the diamond. The diamond is healthcare, and we must recognize that the more of the perfectly cut facets that exist, the greater the shine and the value of the diamond itself.
That's powerful. And, you know, I think you also, in that, you answered Stephen Lewis's next question, which was, and if you can elaborate if you choose, how can the reconnection technique benefit those in the medical fields, i.e. doctors, nurses, surgeons, etc.,
sure,
and their ability to serve their patients?
Well, first of all, as you know, the book The Reconnection is in about 36 or 39 different languages around the world. I've trained between about 75 to 100,000 practitioners so far in full weekend seminars. I mean, I just got back less than 48 hours ago from teaching 700 to 800 people in Paris how to do this work. A good 15 to 20,000, I would say, of the people who've learned reconnective healing are mainstream healthcare practitioners, doctors, nurses, physical therapists. Another 20 or 30% are the master teachers, master healers around the world who recognize that technique itself is a limitation. This is why reconnective healing is not a technique. It's a way for us to transcend technique. But the other approximately 50% of the people who learn this work are mainstream, everyday people who don't come from any healthcare background, be it energetic or be it in medicine or the related fields, because this is for each and every one of us to do. Since it is not a technique, we do not need to, A, change our techniques, B, we do not need to institute some kind of new airy-fairy, wave your hands in the air type of healing approach if we don't choose to what we're doing. At this level of healing, you don't do the healing, you become the healing. You become this higher vibration of light, and you bring this higher light vibration into your life, into every aspect of it, into everything you do, and you share it with everyone with whom you interact. So it's just like the wonderful family doctors of the 40s and the 50s, you know, when your healing would begin not when you took the drugs, but when the doctor would sit down at the desk opposite you, smile, and reach for the pen, for the prescription pad. That smile would begin the healing, that warmth of the care. And as we become more this light, we bring it into everything that we do. So whether you're a cashier at a supermarket and you smile at the person in line, and a healing begins to happen in that person's life just because of the way you interact with them, or whether you're a mainstream healthcare practitioner, such as a medical doctor, and you bring this consciousness, this awareness of healing with you, or whether you're a psychologist or a psychiatrist, and it's transmitted in your eyes and your, excuse me, your eyes and your look and your interaction with them, we can all become better. There was a doctor, I forgot his first name, his last name was Parker. He was a well-known chiropractic philosopher. And one of his famous quotes was, it's time for the doctor to stop being the doctor and to start being the healer.
Wow. Well. Now, since we began, there's been several questions come up. One is a question from my friend Cheryl regarding pets, because I know that you go into that arena too. Her specific question is, can they be healed from aggressive behavior?
Healing is about balance. Now, healing is about a return to balance, and balance includes physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, not by treating the manifestation, the symptoms, the aggressiveness, but by simply allowing them to return to a state of love, light, and balance. With many, many, many times in everyone's life, humans and animals, these healings will bring us back into that state of balance. The thing we have to remember about animals is that animals are people in fursuits. Life is life and love is love. We need not treat, or I don't want to say treat, but we need not think that we have to do something different with an animal than with a person in the way of healing. We do give a course that's called Reconnective Animals. It is not because the healing work is any different. It is simply, in Reconnective Animals, we teach you some of the wiser, better ways to approach different kinds of animals so that they feel comfortable and safe in the presence, then you allow them to receive the healings. But since the healings have nothing to do with faith, hope, or belief, or hypnosis, anything else, positive visualization, or linguistic programming, it doesn't matter whether or not the animals speak English, because you're not talking to the animals with the healing. The healing is being communicated on an energetic field of light and information, and animals receive it just as love and life receives it in any other form.
Wonderful. Now, I had a question from an employee here at the station. who is a 70-year-old gentleman who is actually been depending on Viagra for the last 10 years of his life. And he is at the point where he is really over it. He's so over it. And he said, ask the good doctor, has he ever had a dealing with that?
In other words, he wants to know if we can keep it up.
Yes, exactly. Thank you. I knew you'd come through, Eric.
There you go. If you pardon the pun, yes. Actually, what seems to happen is that, you know, a lot of people make a mistake because they view the big picture through the small. And so in the beginning, when I went to get information or explanation as to what was happening with the reconnective healings, why it was going, I would go to people all around the world in all different religions and different spiritual beliefs. And people would say, yes, reconnective healing works because it rebalances the chakras. It works because it activates the kundalini. It works because it clears out the auric field. And all of these things we discovered reconnective healing is much larger than that. It doesn't work because it rebalances the chakras or clears the auric field. It's so huge that, by the way, the chakras rebalance. By the way, the auric field rebalances. It doesn't work because it activates or stimulates the kundalini. By the way, the kundalini is activated. And so what we find is as the body returns to a natural state of balance, believe it or not, for a good, healthy male, an active sex life, and a good erection being part of that is our natural state of demonstrating health. If it weren't, we would not still be reproducing. And, of course, you know, men can father children at most any age. So might the desire or the need for that leave? Yes, it might. Can I promise that it will? No, I can't. Has it for many people, from my conversations with people and their response for their healing? Yes, most definite.
Well, I know that he'll be very pleased to hear that because he's listening in. And now I want to introduce you to, we have yet another person who's joined us in the studio who just happens to be Sonoma's greatest yoga instructor. For Sonoma County, not just Sonoma. She's a wonderful lady and her name is Leslie Tipple and she's got a question for you. Go for it, Leslie.
Hi, Dr. Pearl. I just wanted to know if you could just describe briefly exactly what is reconnective yoga.
Well, reconnective yoga does not require any one style of yoga. If you do, you know, there are so many different styles of yoga, as you know.
Yes.
But what we've discovered with reconnective healing and what you might witness if you're there Friday night is, you know, Oftentimes on Friday nights, I like to give demonstrations of the healings. And since they're demonstrations, I look for something that's visual. There's no sense in bringing someone up who has a liver problem and saying, there, your liver problem is cleared. No one in the audience is going to recognize that in a moment. So we often bring up someone who has a limited range of motion. Now, not just a limited range of motion that might be psychological. We usually find someone who's had the problem for a long time who's well documented medically. So, for example, recently I gave a presentation and a 70-year-old gentleman came up. He had a surgery 25 years prior. The reason he had that surgery 25 years ago was because he was unable to raise, I believe it was his right arm, past what you would consider to be a 3 o'clock position on a clock. In other words, it wouldn't go higher than parallel to the ground. The reason for this was before his surgery, anytime he raised his arm higher than that, it would come out of the socket. So 25 years ago, the surgery for that was called a puttyplast. And what they would do was that they would cut and suture the muscles and maybe do something with the joint itself and limit it, freeze it. So the arm simply couldn't go above a 3 o'clock position. It was surgically locked into place so it wouldn't come out of the socket any longer. And that's the way he had lived his life with that limitation and pain for about 25 years. We let him feel this in his fingers for just a few minutes, And then, again, this has nothing to do with faith, hope, or belief. So I said to him, now, we were just playing with your fingers. Before I actually work on your shoulder, remind me of how high your arm can go. And he started to bring it up to the 3 o'clock position, and his eyes widened as it went to a 2 o'clock, to a 1 o'clock, to a 12 o'clock position. Both arms, full range of motion, straight up over their head. Now, he's been that way ever since, and let's say that was, I know it was in December, so it was about 6 months ago. He plays tennis, he swims, he runs, and he's been completely pain-free ever since. Wonderful story about him and his healings, even though it was a surgically induced healing, and it makes no sense to anyone who had seen the x-rays or anything else, but there's his healing, and who the hell cares who it makes sense to? Makes sense to him. The point is, if something that dramatically and even artificially induced in the way of a limited range of motion can have instantaneous response or results of freeing up by interacting with the reconnective healing frequencies, can you imagine how vital that can be to you teaching your classes for all those people with yoga practices who have been working for years, more than decades, to get into certain of the asanas, the positions there, and haven't been able to because of their limited range of motion. People seem to fairly instantaneously go into greatly enhanced and often complete ranges of motion. So does that feel like it's of a dramatic benefit to the yoga field?
Oh, well definitely. I know a lot of people, I would say, maybe have a little hesitancy of doing yoga if they don't feel like they have a great range of motion. And the whole point is, if you don't do anything, you know, any range of motion is just going to get worse by neglecting
it. That's
right. Yes. But yes, to answer your question, absolutely. It would be very helpful.
So whether it's in yoga or whether it's in Feldenkrais work or Rolfing or Alexander techniques or any of these things, the practitioners of different aspects of body movement can only benefit their clients by bringing this healing frequency into the work.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you're going to be there.
I hope so, too. I notice you have a lot of yoga practitioners on your website, so.
That's true. And as a matter of fact, for the people in the Sacramento area who are not able to come to the Friday night presentation on the 21st, on that Thursday, the 20th, we're going to be giving a presentation at that Sacramento Unity Church there at 7 o'clock.
Okay, thank you so much.
And I don't know whether it's free or whether there's a donation involved to the church. I'm really not sure.
So this would be a perfect time for you to share with us exactly how some people can get in touch and find out more about the seminar in Sacramento and what's going on.
Well, the best thing to do is to go to the website, which is just like the book is called The Reconnection, Heal Others, Heal Yourself. The website is thereconnection.com. You have to use the word thereconnection.com. And we're giving that seminar, as we said, this Friday night, June 21, and all day Saturday and Sunday, and plus there's a Unity Church event that Thursday night. Also, though, for people, and this is brand new, also on June 29 at the Hilton in Universal City in Los Angeles, we're giving our first one-day event on Solomon Speaks, which is the new information to access deeper levels of ourselves and deeper levels of the healings. And if you're not able to be in the Los Angeles area, if you go to thereconnection.com, at some point today, by tonight, there'll be a button up that will allow you to access that event live streaming. It will be the very first one ever. The very first Solomon Speaks event ever, and the first one that we ever do during with live streaming.
And Harry and I will be there.
Yeah, really. That'll be fun.
We are looking forward to that immensely.
Ask me how I know that.
I before I let you go off the air, I want to commend you again for stepping into these shoes. I am so excited about what you're doing. And I also want to compliment your amazing staff, Kyle and Jackie and Diana, all of the different people that I have dealt with. They are absolutely splendid people, and they represent you very, very well. Thank you.
Thank you. I wish I represented them as well as they represent me, but thank you.
Well, until next Friday, I will bid you adieu, and thank you again for being with us today, Dr. Eric Pearl. You are a winner. And I'm still loving every day reading a little bit more about Solomon Speaks. I deliberately left that alone today just to highlight seminar here in Sacramento, and I'm looking to see everybody there.
I look forward to seeing you in person.
Yes.
All right, thanks again.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day. And so we bid adieu to the good Dr. Eric Pearl, and what a fount of information. And you know, the one thing that I recognized when I was reading a little bit more about the chiropractic world is that the first person to get healed from a chiropractic healing was, in fact, a partially deaf man, not somebody who had back pain. So it is interesting. It seems to have gone the full circle and reminding us of what, in fact, is at the helm, and that is mind. Our minds are wonderful things, and we shouldn't waste them. I've done plenty of that in my day. Well, anyway, I think it would be a really good idea if we could, have we got time to play a song, Mr. Harry? Or, yes, you like that? Well, okay, so Harry's pointing to something I have in front of me here, and it is a prayer, actually, that kept repeating itself in my mind yesterday, and I realize that it is absolutely connected to this work. And this is actually from the Christian Science Network, as it were. Mary Baker Eddy wrote this, and this is how it goes. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is real and eternal. Matter is unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material. He is spiritual. I am grateful that I found that, because I really do. It brings me home to a place where I began and many, many, many years ago, and as a wee girl in Scotland, going with my parents to a Christian Science church. They were not devoted to the entire practice of Christian Scientology. However, my mother never went a day without saying this prayer. And whenever I would say to her, in fact, she fell and broke her hip, and she had an amazing fast healing from that event. I said to her, how do you believe this happened? She says, I never went a day without saying these words. And she said, I believe in them with all my heart. Well, so here we go. I'm getting the signal that it's time to wind up. And I want to thank all of our sponsors here, Sonoma Silver, Large Leather, and Keala Healing.com for their sponsorship on this show. I want to thank my friend Cheryl Gibbs and my dear friend Leslie Tipple. And last but no means least, the man of my dreams and my heart, help me, Harry. Harry at the helm. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Here on Our Timeless Secrets, is where you can catch a glimpse of the mystical Mari. Mari is a certified intuitive success coach, a channel, ably assisted by her spirit guides, Esophocles and Andante. Mari is the catalyst for change. She will capture an audience to facilitate individuals on how to trust feelings and take responsibility for their lives, bringing them clarity, freedom, and peace. Mari uses the simple tools of laughter, song, and poetry, and her impish Scottish wit, and of course, her spirit guides, Esophocles and Andante, are always with her. Her message is simple. Give choice, a voice, and always come from a place of unconditional love. You can be coached by Mari via phone or on Skype or better still in person. 707-934-7717 or email at maribest@gmail.com. That's M-A-H-R-I best, as in the very best, @gmail.com. Or on the web at maribest.com.
May you always walk in sunshine, slumber warm when night winds blow. May you always live with laughter, for a smile becomes you so. May good fortune find your doorway.